In wiser days, my darling Rosebud, blown to beauty proud as was your mother's prime, in that desired, delayed, incredible time, you'll ask why I abandoned you, my own, and the dear breast that was your baby's throne, to dice with death. And oh, they'll give you rhyme and reason, one will call the thing sublime, and one to cry it in a knowing tone. So here, while the mad guns curse overhead, and tired men sigh with mud for couch and floor, know that we fools, now with the foolish dead, died not for flag, nor king, nor emperor, but for a dream, born in a herdsman's shed, and for the secret scripture of the poor.
In the name of God, and of the dead generations from which she received her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland.
On this day, fighting was incessant at Mount Street Bridge. A party of volunteers had seized three houses covering the bridge and converted these into forts. It is reported that military casualties at this point were very heavy. The volunteers are said also to hold the South Dublin Union. The soldiers have seized Guinness's brewery, while their opponents have seized another brewery in the neighbourhood, and between these two, there is a continual fusillade. Fighting is brisk about Ringsend and along the canal. Dame Street was said to be held in many places by the volunteers. I went down Dame Street, but saw no volunteers and did not observe any sniping from the houses. Further, as Dame Street is entirely commanded by the roofs and windows of Trinity College, it is unlikely that they should be here. It was curious to observe this at other times so animated street, broad and deserted, with, at the corners of side streets, small knots of people watching. Seen from behind, Grattan's statue in College Green seemed almost alive, and he had the air of addressing warnings and reproaches to Trinity College. The proclamation issued today warns all people to remain within doors until 5 o'clock in the morning, and after 7 o'clock at night. It is still early. There is no news of any kind, and the rumours begin to catch quickly on each other and to cancel each other out. Dublin is entirely cut off from England and from the outside world. It is just as entirely cut off from the rest of Ireland. No news of any kind filters into us. We are landlocked and sea-locked, but as yet it does not much matter. Meantime, the belief grows that the volunteers may be able to hold out much longer than had been imagined. The idea at first among the people had been that the insurrection would be ended the morning after it had begun. But today, the insurrection having lasted 3 days, people are ready to conceive that it may last forever. There is almost a feeling of gratitude towards the volunteers because they are holding out for a little while, for had they been beaten the first or second day, the city would have been humiliated to the soul. People say, of course they will be beaten. The statement is almost a query, and they continue, but they are putting up a decent fight. For being beaten does not greatly matter in Ireland, but not fighting does matter. They went forth always to the battle, and they always fell. Indeed, the history of the Irish race is in that phrase.
Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith for all that is done and said. We know their dream, enough to know they dreamed and are dead. And what if excess of love bewildered them till they died? I write it out in a verse. MacDonagh and MacBride and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born.
Bye. And she said,